Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Reserve Bank Governor is warning if they need to hike rates again to lower inflation, they will. The cash rate has been left on hold today at 4.35%, but Michelle Bullock says inflation is dropping slower than they'd hoped.
Policy is currently restrictive. That doesn't rule out that we mightn't have to raise rates, but it doesn't mean we will have to raise rates. So there was a discussion about it, but the board decided on balance to stay where it was.
Inquiries continue into a radicalised Perth teenager while police are still going through electronic devices seized at his home. They're trying to determine why the 16-year-old stabbed a man on Saturday night in a Willerton car park before he was fatally shot by police. While the police commissioner has confirmed a hacked account has posted a message online threatening violence at the boy's former school. WA property investors will pocket a $5,000 bonus from taxpayers if they return a vacant property to the long-term rental market. The Premier introducing the new measure ahead of Thursday's state budget. Roger Cook says the $5 million incentive scheme must be available to house tenants for at least 12 months.
The aim is to convert as many of the existing vacant properties that we have around the metropolitan area to the rental market as soon as possible.
The final report of the supermarket pricing inquiry has dropped and it's calling for price gouging to be made illegal. The landmark report also wants to see laws introduced to break up our supermarket duopoly of Coles and Woolworths. A bill is currently before federal parliament to create similar powers. To sport, Fremantle has extended the contract of youngster Cooper Simpson for another two seasons, just weeks after his debut. The 19-year-old is now contracted to stay on until the end of 2027. And West Coast midfielder Ruben Ginby says he's ready for extra responsibilities, happy to step in to replace Elliot Yeo as he recovers from a groin injury.
I've played quite a few games at AFL footy now and I think I'm getting more used to that role of inside midfielder. So hopefully can lift a bit more weight for the team in the upcoming rounds if Yeo misses a few weeks.